Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick, and it's the last day of the month and a deadly marker for the city of Chicago. August will become the deadliest month in nearly 20 years for that city. 78 homicides and over 400 people shot. Last week, another high-profile shooting in Chicago. 32-year-old Nakia Aldridge, a mother and cousin of basketball player Dwayne Wade. Donald Trump responded to that death on Twitter by saying Aldridge's death proved that African Americans should vote for him. He issued condolences for the death a couple of hours after that. But residents in Chicago are desperately wondering what can be done to de-escalate the violence on the south and west sides of their city. Joining me now is Aisha Jaco. She's the co-founder and current director of the organization Mural. That's magnifying urban realities and affecting lives. Aisha, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hello.
Well, violent crime, of course, is near a 30-year low across the country. It has upticked in places like New York and L.A., but has increased a lot more in Chicago, more homicides in Chicago than New York and L.A. combined. What's going on?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask. We have a very strong vendetta culture here in Chicago, where it's an eye for an eye for the young people or people that are caught up in violence in the streets. And if you look at what vendetta culture looked like in Albania or in Italy, dating back to the Middle Ages up through now, it's feudal, it's family related, it's generational, and a lot of what we see here is the same thing. If you ask young people, they say that it's related to retaliation, envy, jealousy, greed. If you ask gangs or former gang members, some say that it's related to lack of structure in those systems, that there are a lot of renegades going out committing these crimes, perpetrating these crimes, whereas 20, 30 years ago, though there was still violence, there was a code and order that would relinquish some of what we see today. So it's a very complex issue, and it varies based on who you ask.
And it sounds complex. Donald Trump said that a top police officer in Chicago told him that the violence could be solved in a week with the right strategy. Then your police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, he had this to say.
If you have a magic bullet to stop the violence anywhere, not just in Chicago, but in America, then please share it with us.
So Eddie Johnson seems to agree with you that the causes are complex here and that maybe there is no way to stop it in just a week.
That's very true. It's very complex. It's going to take a lot of effort from a lot of different people to come in and really address what's happening in these communities.
But let me ask you one more question, but just before we let you go, because I want to make sure we get to a point. If the problem is not so much policy with the flow of illegal guns, I know that's part of it. There are other policies that are at play here. You're talking about cultural problems in Chicago. Lawmakers on the state or local level can do about a cultural problem in Chicago.
They need to engage with the people, engage with community groups, engage with young people more who are actually in the line of fire to understand that culture more, to build policy around what's really happening.
Aisha Jaco, co-founder and current director of Mural, magnifying urban realities and affecting lives on the violence in Chicago. 78 homicides, 400 people shot in August, the deadliest month, nearly 20 years in that city. Aisha, thank you for walking us through some of the problems there. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.